Today is Monday, May 4th. I'm Megan Lynch. A 20-year-old man is dead following an argument at Busch Stadium. Police spokesman Mitch McCoy says officers received a call around 2:45 this morning and found the victim suffering from stab wounds. He later died at the scene. McCoy says the initial investigation reveals the stabbing happened after an argument between two third-party cleaning contractors.
It has nothing to do with the Cardinals, and it has nothing to do with Busch Stadium itself, other than they were third-party contractors working for the stadium doing overnight stuff.
A person of interest has been taken into custody. A violent Sunday in St. Louis. It started with a double shooting around 1:30 in the 3900 block of Labadie. An adult woman critically injured a 16-year-old in stable condition after receiving a graze wound. Around 5:30, another shooting at St. Ferdinand and North Taylor, and a shooting around the same time in the 4500 block of Cottage. Police say an adult man critically injured. No other details released. A Jefferson City woman charged after hitting a police officer with her car while drunk. 28-year-old Wendy Stewart was indicted yesterday on charges including second-degree assault and DWI. A grand jury found that Stewart was driving under the influence when she hit and pinned an off-duty officer to a vehicle. St. Louis City Police say the accident happened last September in the 400 block of North Euclid Avenue in the Central West End. Stewart has been jailed without bond. The war continues to cause fuel prices to rise. Gas Buddy Petroleum analyst Patrick DeHaan says it may take some time before prices are back to normal.
It may take a year for gas prices to go back to pre-war levels, because every day that we go with the Strait of Hormuz being closed is another week or 2 weeks that it's going to take for that oil to get to where it would have needed to go.
Illinois has just set a new all-time record for average diesel prices at $5.92 a gallon. Average gas prices in the St. Louis region hit $4.20 a gallon today. That average rose almost 27 cents in the past week. It's $1.21 higher than prices a year ago. However, the regional average is 22 cents lower than the national average, which comes in at $4.42 today. The national price of diesel, $5.62 per gallon today. The St. Louis Agency on Training and Employment, known as SLATE, has received a disaster recovery grant. That grant will allow approximately 105 people to carry out disaster recovery work in the city.
Dana Jones is the adult program manager at SLATE and tells KMOX this was the grant the state applied for following last year's May 16th tornado.
The jobs will be to just work with different contractors and community organizations that are already doing the work. We'll place people with these organizations and these companies just to continue doing the work that's already being done.
Jones says this work is not profitable, so the city only works with contractors who have signed up to be an STL recovery approved contractor. And those are the companies Slate is contacting to see if they need additional labor and help. Maria Kina, KMOX News.
The potential Ferguson Data Center back in discussion, the Ferguson City Council meeting tonight, and is expected to take up the issue. A special session on turning the old Emerson Electric headquarters into a data center was supposed to be held 2 weeks ago. It was rescheduled after Mayor Adrian Shropshire said the council needs to have more transparent conversations with residents before taking a vote. With unanimous support, Senator Josh Hawley's GUARD Act passes out of committee.
This bill started with a conversation Senator Britt and I had when Katie said to me after a hearing on this subject, she said, why can't we ever do anything that this is my paraphrase, she's a nicer person than I am, but this is the gist of it. Why can't we ever do anything to protect kids?
The legislation imposes criminal penalties on companies whose AI chatbots engage in sexually explicit conduct with minors or solicit minors to commit self-harm or violence. It also bans AI companions for minors and mandates AI chatbots disclose their non-human and non-professional status. From the KMOX business desk in the St. Louis region, about 98,000 households don't have a bank account. That's according to the Federal Reserve Bank of St. Louis. Reasons vary, including people not having enough money to maintain a minimum balance, credit problems, or distrust of financial institutions. Bank On is a program that launched in 2017, aimed at ensuring everyone can access a safe and affordable account at a bank or credit union. A handful of St. Louis area banks offer them, including Midwest Bank Center, Busey, Carrollton, First Bank, First Bank of St. Charles, PNC, UMB, and U.S. Bank.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.